Jerry Bader Show 936. Just a few minutes. I want to get to some interesting things that are in Scott Walker's new book, Governor Scott Walker. Get to that in just a minute. A few things. I mentioned earlier on the air, what a fantastic fall weekend it was. And it really was. I mean, I finally got the dog the exercise she needs. Just did a lot of things outside. One fire outside in the backyard because we had a high school playoff game. My daughter's high school on Friday. Jason Merrill played Ashwaubenon much tougher than most people thought. I didn't know if they were going to come out with that win. I really didn't. That was my daughter's last performance at a high school football game at Ashwaubenon because they now play at Menasha on Friday. And that's going to be, that should be a dandy. Should be a very good game. And, of course, she's hoping that she gets to do something her older sister didn't. That's play at Camp Randall. I mean, it's cool for the football. Watching those games at Camp Randall, those high school championship games, that's just, Jason, that's got to be, if you're not going on the college ball, that just has to be a tremendous feeling. It's cool for the band, too. It really is. And she's very excited about it, so I'm hoping they go all the way just because it's my daughter's high school. But that would be cool. But what a sports weekend. Before I get to the Packers, now I know there are going to be some of you whining because I'm about to talk about baseball. Just expand your mind for a moment. I'll get back to the meat and potato politics. Just smoke if you got them. But expand your mind for a moment, because if you're not a baseball fan, I still need to explain this to you. Because I'm a baseball fan, and I didn't know this. Something remarkable happened Saturday night. Okay. You have a game where it's a thrilling game in St. Louis. What happens is it would have been the top of the ninth, right? Yeah, because the Red Sox were up, right? Yeah, with the obstruction. Wasn't that St. Louis though? Wasn't that at St. Louis? And that was the Red Sox that were up? No. Yeah, the Cardinals won. The Cardinals won that game. I'm confusing it with last night's game. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. The Cardinals won the game 5-4. You're right. It was the bottom of the ninth in St. Louis. So it looks as though the Red Sox are going to get out of this thing. They throw a guy out at home. Okay. Then you've got a guy trying to get to third for the Cardinals. I think this was an ill-advised throw, and this isn't being talked about much. The catcher tries to throw him out at third. Skyball. The ball goes caroming away. Normally, that's an easy score to win the game. What happened, though, is the player, the Red Sox player, at third base is down on the ground after misfielding that ball. The Cardinals runner trips over him on the way to home plate and is then, because of that delay, thrown out at home plate. Okay, but the umpire signals safe, including Joe Buck, then points to third base. Obstruction. Even though he was tagged out, they ruled obstruction at third base. So, bang, there's the score. Cardinals win. My wife and I immediately started debating whether it was intentional. Did he kick his legs up to try to keep the guy from getting to home plate? Turns out it doesn't matter. A, I think my wife was right. Then when I watched it next morning online at regular speed, I think he's just rocking trying to get up. That's what she said right away. I didn't. doesn't matter. According to Joe Torre, former longtime baseball manager, now executive vice president of baseball operations, obstruction is not intent. If you're not in the act of fielding the ball and you're in the way of a base runner, it's obstruction. That's it. That is the dumbest rule I've ever heard of. So it's not really a penalty. It's just if you're in the way for whatever reason and you're not in the act of fielding the ball, it's obstruction. So the Cardinals win. The Cardinals take that game. Karma being what it is, the next night, last night, the Cardinals are trailing, bottom of the ninth, and they appear to be in a position, well, I mean, who knows? There were two outs, so who knows what was going to happen. But they had a man, it was just the one man on first, right, Jason? Yeah. Two outs, one man on first, they're trailing 4-2, right? I believe. So, I mean, they have a fighting chance. The guy at first gets picked off. Yeah. Was Beltran up? Beltran was at the plate. When the guy at first gets picked off, at Holiday on deck. How can you get caught leading off of first that you just don't lead off? You just don't. So now it's tied up 2-2, and I'm sticking with my prediction it's going to go seven games. Because after that first blowout by Boston, in Boston, it has just been an incredible, incredible slugfest. Oh, a huge win for Boston now. Huge going back. They have the one more, actually. The one more. But then going back. Because you know it's going back to Boston now. You know that now because it's tied 2-2. It has been a thrilling World Series. It really has. It's really been exciting. Two bizarro finishes the last two nights. Just a quick editorial comment, and I wouldn't think that they're banned from doing it. And I know why they don't do it, and I disagree with their decision. During Sunday Night Football, NBC did not give World Series scores. I disagree with that. And I can't see how you could be banned from doing it. I know it's Fox. All you need to do, though, is give the score. Here's why I think, assuming that they're allowed to do it, here's why I think it's a mistake not to give it. They think they're making me forget about the World Series score, right? Or World Series game. What do? I flip. You keep me from flipping, at least when it's my team. During every commercial, I flipped. And I did miss a little bit of the football game, staying too long. You have a better chance of keeping me on NBC, I think, if you give me the World Series score. That's what I think. And there's no way you can ban another network from just giving the score. I don't see how you could possibly do that. Quick thoughts on the Packers. I said the Packers by 12. It was the Packers by 13. Jason's upset because a junk touchdown at the end kept him from almost perfectly. You said 45-23. You would have been off by one. Nice job, by the way. I am now tied with Craig, our listener. He and I have the friendly charity bet. We're now tied at 3 apiece. That's very exciting. He told me to stop talking about sports. Don't know what I'm talking about. Thus far, Craig and I seem to know equally what we're talking about. He said by 6. I said by 13. By 12. It was 13. Amazing performance in a stadium where the Packers have struggled forever. Forever. They've had some wins there. Aaron Rodgers was 2-3 going into this game. His first five seasons as the Packers starter, he was 2-3. Oh, yeah. Yes, Jason. After the kickoff to open the game for a touchdown, after they deferred, which still ended up being a good call. I'm like, oh, not again. That's exactly the feeling that I was getting. Not again. But how the Vikings could not stop the Green Bay defense. And I know what you're going to say. It's the Minnesota Vikings, and they're god-awful this year. All of that's true. The Packers, as injured as they are, it's stunning. You have, and A.J. Hawk, by the way, continues to take up the slack on defense, having a great year. Tremendous road win without Clay Matthews, without Randall Cobb, without James Jones and others. Well, they're not getting JerMichael Finley back, but others, I'm sure they're not. Just an amazing performance. I think they need to mix up Lacy and Starks a little more, just a little. You use Lacy as the workhorse, but the running game, the offensive line, Bakhtiari, holy cats. He's playing lights out. I think they sacked Aaron Rodgers once. And the talk of Aaron Rodgers is MVP. Yeah, the whole line's playing well. No, it's, you heard Chris Collinsworth kind of thinking out loud, boy, if they get healthy, if they can beat the Bears, if they can win a few games here until they get near full strength again, I think this could be a repeat of 2010. I'm not saying it's going to. I'm saying it could be a repeat of 2010 where they are playing their best football down the stretch. Very excited about that. Mason Crosby also looks like Mr. Automatic again. He hit 63% of his field goals last year, 88% going into last night. A listener reminded Jason of something. Stat of the night. From the game. Oh, yeah! Holy crap! Great point. Actually, two observations. And I've asked several people this. I don't think there was an injury by either side. I did not see an injury timeout. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. I'm just saying I didn't see one. That's amazing. I think it's the first NFL game I've watched all season where somebody didn't get hurt. I'm not talking Packers game. Two, three players that Ted Thompson didn't homegrow. It's Pickett, Kuhn, and Seneca Wallace, who they picked up as an emergency. They needed a backup. So I would, for sake of this discussion, just throw Seneca Wallace out. Kuhn and Pickett, you know, in terms of major contributors over the years, Pickett was St. Louis, right? Yeah. That's it. 50 out of the 53 are homegrown. No other NFL team has more than 40. Fascinating, because that just shows you it's not an illusion. He wants nothing to do with free agency. He wants nothing to do with trading for help when he gets injury riddled. I still think he pushes it just that one notch too far. I know it's hard. It's hard to complain. It's, you know, yeah, the fan in you is like, hey, Ted, there's a free agent out there. I think that he could just, you know, it's like Spinal Tap. He's got it turned up to 11. If he would just dial it back to 10. Just, well, I know it's hard to argue with success. But you know what's really interesting about that, too? Ron Wolf did pick up some free agencies, you know, some free agent acquisitions. He did do that. And they were important. They were important to that 96 championship team. But, you know, he traded for Brett Favre. But he saw the value of growing through the draft as well. Ted has just taken it. In the era of free agency, they are 180 degrees out of phase from the way the rest of the league does it. And it is fascinating. I think they can beat the Bears on Monday night at Lambeau. And I think if they start getting healthy, they are going to be one scary football team. Tell you what, I think, I don't know what we're going to do next. I can't decide. Kathleen Sebelius or Scott Walker? I've got 3 minutes to think about it. It's 9:50. Maybe neither.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.